as a novice. Now, I can't see him. Where is he? Right at the back, hiding in the back. So, oh, there he is. Will you please stand up? Cece, come on. This nice young man is going to take on brown robes because he's fed up with washing his whites every week. So he doesn't need to use the washing machine so much anymore. He's going to become a novice monk on Wednesday evening, 7:15, at Bodhinyana Monastery. So that's Cece, very lovely man. Okay, you can sit down now, Cece. Okay. So anyway, that's wonderful to see just people ordaining, spreading the wonderful life of being a monastic. Simple, peaceful life, not devoted to worrying about money and stuff, just nice, peaceful, sharing life. It's great to see nice people just joining in. Over in Malaysia and Singapore, Hong Kong, other countries, I always call Bodhinyana Monastery a monk factory. So make monks. Dhammasara, a nun's factory. So we're taking the raw material, and there's an example of the raw material over there. So churn them around our conveyor belt, and after 5 years they get spurted out as wonderful monks and wonderful nuns. So you can actually see it in action. How long have you been a monk now, Sampa?
Nearly 4 years.
Nearly 4 years. So he's just coming to the end of the conveyor belt. And then we'd have to do some work. So anyway, let's do some meditation now. So if you'd like to close your eyes. And bring attention to your body. When people get sick, they get tired, they get flus and all sorts of stuff. And I'm saying to people, as for me, I've got contagious disease, incurable, hepatitis B. Not hepatitis, hepatitis. So you look at your body and you care for it. Make sure that you're sitting in a comfortable position, so that you're on the chair, stool, cushion, leaning against the wall, all fine. And to make it even more comfortable, please put attention now on your legs. This is just being meticulous, careful, part by part, part of your body. How your legs feel right now? So experience the feeling of the legs. But it's not just being mindful, it's also being kind as well. If you need to move your legs to adjust them, please do so. And once you've moved your legs, you've adjusted them, be aware again. Is that better? Can you still make it better? This is where you make final adjustments. Just like you have those old-fashioned cameras, you have to focus it by turning the front of the camera to adjust the focus. Turn it this way, that way, until you get the best focus you can have. That's like moving your legs until it gets as comfortable as you can manage it. Once it is comfortable, then we can let it go. And move up. Move up to your butt. Is your bottom nicely seated on the chair, the cushion, or the stool? now I ask that question, I need to move because the cushion is just too far back. I've got to move it forward, or me move forward. That's better. It's not just for physical comfort, it's a whole theory behind this of being aware and being kind. Awareness gives you the information, kindness responds appropriately. Then I experience my back. Always, the posture of the back is always really important, and I love just stretching at this moment, really stretch my back. Feel all these endorphins flowing through my bloodstream. It's why animals, you see, it was kangaroos and cats, dogs, love a good stretch. So do I. And once I've stretched, then I let go. The letting go is important. It means taking away the tightness, the pulling, the tension, and just letting the back drop to its most comfortable level. Like a level of equilibrium, where the back feels good. Once the back is very comfortable, can always adjust it later on if necessary. The mindfulness of the back just keeps me informed how it's going. And if I do move it, it tells me if it's better or if I need to go back to where I started and try again. Because the awareness purpose is to give you feedback. So you can adjust to find the best position. I look at my hands, pretty comfortable down there. There is no magic position for your hands. Whatever works, literally. Make sure the shoulders are nicely relaxed. So you're not holding anything tight. Neck, just my head well balanced. If you have an irritation in the throat, a cough, or some allergies, sometimes you just experience that sensation, fully experience it, and by having the feedback which mindfulness gives you, you actually learn how to relax. Even by focusing, kindness, you find a lot of the irritation is an overreaction, tensing up. And you can just experience the opposite happening, just relaxing to the max. And throat is as good as I can get it. I move up to the head. I like focusing on the face because there's muscles there I've got to know very well. Around the eyes, especially forehead, mouth. Because those position of those muscles around the eyes and the mouth say a lot about the emotions inside. And please, it's fine to cough. Please don't try and stop it. Just let it come. It's kindness. You don't need to go outside. Coughing is good. It's the old saying, it's not the cough that carries you off. It's the coughing that carry you off. But just be, relax, accept. Just be. And so I'm focusing back now again on my eyes and mouth. Just feeling those muscles. And then learning how to let them go. Let them be. So the muscles around my mouth and my eyes feel so loose. Nothing is being stretched, pulled, or squashed. Like setting them free out of the cage, just to be. Once your body is relaxed, you can feel your whole body sitting here, just as a unit, pretty relaxed, because you spent 5 or 10 minutes just going through it part by part, learning about it and understanding how to bring it to a state of deep ease. Then you can focus on one inner part of the body which may be irritating or painful. Let's do that because it's important. My body feels really good tonight. So find the most irritating, disturbing, painful, or just unbalanced part of your body right now, inside usually. Focus on it. Learn about it, what this feeling is like. Don't try and get rid of it. Understand it. And you'll probably discover that at disturbance, pain, irritation, that you just by changing attitude can relax it, or by make it worse. Fear, control makes it tense up. Letting go, opening the door of your heart to this moment, releases the tightness, allows healing to happen, makes things peaceful. You can heal your own inner tightness, tension, and with it, so many other physical diseases, just by being and being kind. I want your body as relaxed as it possibly can get. Just notice that when the body is relaxed, it feels pleasurable. It's the delight of relaxation. It's the reason why people go to massages, have hot tubs, go to spas. Because it's a pleasure to be relaxed. It doesn't matter how relaxed you feel, even half relaxed, it still feels delightful. Same feeling as being cozy in bed when you first wake up in the morning and you don't have to go to work. It's a beautiful, cozy pleasure of a body which is pretty relaxed. To our mind, our emotional world. How does it feel? How peaceful are you right now? Or how agitated? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful. 10 means very, very agitated. Just so you can become aware of the peaceometer. That part of your mind which tells you how peaceful or how agitated you are right now. And it's private information, be honest, because no need to be afraid. Just know. What makes that needle of your peaceometer move down closer to 1? What agitates the mind? This is where you use mindfulness and the feedback given by mindfulness, focused on how peaceful you are, and discovering for yourself what makes you more relaxed and peaceful, what makes you more tight and agitated. You'll find it's kindness, opening the door of your heart to this moment, not reacting to it, letting it be. You relax. And if you want to start watching your breathing, just know the breath as it comes into your body. Just know the breath as it goes out. To help breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace, naturally, not forced. Breathe out, let go of whatever's bothering you in life. Breathing in peace, imagining it, feeling peace come in with every in-breath. Breathe out, let go. If your mind is relaxed and peaceful, that feels delightful too. The joy is called piti sukha, the joy of peace, the happiness of meditation. So relaxed, so free, so joyful, you don't want to go into the future or the past. Present moment is wonderful, delightful, just being here. Coming close to the end of the meditation, just check again on how you feel. How relaxed is your body, and how peaceful is your mind? And know why it feels like this. The causes of peace you learn from your own experience in this path of meditation. And I'll now ring the gong 3 times to end this meditation. So, you like to adjust your posture. Those who wish to go and get a bit of fresh air or to let go into the toilets. Or those who want to come inside, most welcome. In about 2 minutes I'll start this evening's talk.